You're listening to The Week That Was from my daily radio program. For access to the entire show, including all the interviews that we do and other podcasts that we create, sign up to be a Jungle Insider at jimrome.com.
Bang your Friday.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? Hope you had a good weekend. My name is Jim Rome. Great to be alive. Let's start with Golden State and San Antonio. Wild game.
Yeah! This is not good. Kawhi Leonard is down right in front of the screen.
I don't think it was on purpose. I don't think that's controversial play.
He was contesting his shot.
I think it was just really, really bad luck.
You want to know how we feel? That's how we feel.
Watch the film, Rome.
Gaza steps out and to the left.
Back and to the left.
Watch the film, Rome.
He steps out
and to the left.
Chris Haynes is my guest.
He's just not the most balanced, graceful guy. It was just bad faith.
Family and his friends watching him play. I don't know how you cheer for a guy like that.
Play the game hard.
Pull a stick out of your groin every shift.
Obviously, he doesn't like
troll
that.
Troll by any means necessary. End quote. And he's at it again, and it's working again.
Little stick in the groin. There's a spear. If you ain't rubbing, you ain't raising.
Pierre McGuire, my guest. How much of that, though, was about Ottawa and what they were doing defensively with their trap, and then how much of that was about Pittsburgh just not taking shots?
You are so plugged in, Jim. It's a pleasure talking to you. It had a lot to do with Ottawa.
Save the whales! Meat is murder! Click it or tick it! A hot dog is not a sandwich! Medium rare!
Playing spin the bottle with the sheep.
Thorn from Denver. Epileptic from Denver.
The clones that are constantly yelling that it was so much better back in the day, on some level it was.
Golly, slippery eel! That was McHale like.
The most unlikely one-man army we'll ever see in the history of playoff basketball. That's the dude who buried Death Row DC. Chris Mannix joining us. How do you explain how this team went from being down 2-0 to the Bulls to being in the conference finals now? What happened?
Rajon Rondo happened. They would have lost that series if Rondo was healthy. Rondo was carving them up.
Do not count Penguins out.
Hey!
My man sounds like a penguin.
Hey, Batman, screw you. Hey!
Jason Cole joining us. The team is looking at Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III.
I would take Kaepernick 1,000 times over RG3. Look, RG3 can't play.
No pressure.
China doll.
No diamonds.
Bro, you make it sound like they kicked your ass off the stage for Scott Stapp.
In the Rockets.
Fired you for the fray. That dude makes records. Madison freaking Rising. Golden State right now is just too good, too talented, too deep, and they're too locked in. They're on a mission, and the Spurs are going to be nothing more than a speed bump on their way to ripping back their title. Mike Brown is my guest.
You in the black Range Rover, you must stop now. You heard the officer.
Talking smack on the city with the Golden Gate. I'm about to go to your river so I can drain my snake.
Ah! Jacob and Norchild.
Riverwalk, the urine-filled stream that goes through that city.
Email.
Hey, Van Smack, did you wake Janet and tell her to come ride the train? It's our hour. We need details, Romy. Celtic fans, I would never, ever disrespect you by coming here and saying you're going to get swept. I would never disrespect you like that. But you are going to lose in five.
Just another pit stop on our banner collection tour.
Pistons forward Tobias Harris, my guest.
Championship or nothing, so they're cranking up that notch and playing some great basketball.
There is no crank counter.
Crank it up.
Head getting cranked.
You've got to get the running game cranked up.
There's a crank right in my...
LeBron unloads a three. And
LeBron was clowning these guys, mocking them, messing with them.
He had a concussion. Sweetheart.
How was your show? They're out of control. I don't know what to do. You want me to come over and shoot him?
You want us to come over and shoot her?
Stipe Miocic joining us. So when you show up to work as the UFC heavyweight champ, what do the other guys in the station make of that, and then how do they treat you?
Well, I usually walk in and say congratulations, and they'll hand me like a scrubber and say get to the toilet.
Try to push it in front. They score! The Ducks were that amazing that they went that hard. They went that far out of their way to choke that game away, and to come back and win in overtime was absolutely incredible. Not dead, can't quit. You've got the phone number. I've got the real estate. I am the idol maker. I can make you a star. Call right now.
I love internet.
Any list, any poll is a troll. Polls are trolls. Charlie Blackman, the mullet's not a hairdo. It's a lifestyle.
Darn right. I love my mullet. I mean, I think it looks good. You know, I think it kind of fits my personality. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Pull out stuff. Christy Alley. Pull out stuff. Maverick. Condoms. Dr. Pepper. Wesley Woodyard.
Kind of starstruck. Like, I'm sitting next to freaking Dave Brown.
Mario Andretti is my guest.
They're giving me credit that I don't deserve. I had to cheat like hell, you know, just had to cut the corners and everything.
Patrick, welcome. Listen from
Jambalaya!
Stick out of your groin or your shit.
The mistake with we take.
Fire Goodell!
I believe in God, for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Reaction.
Sweet, sweet.
Laugh out loud.
Tell your mom.
These kids, bro.
I want to eat his children.
Get the job done. Cranks every time I turn the key.
Son, I'm going to get my tail out there and come shadow you for a couple of weeks.
Good night now!